USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Europe and the U.S. still concerned that the Kremlin will invade Ukraine at any moment. They're warning Russia that if it goes through with it, there will be sanctions. Ukraine's president wants to know why aren't sanctions being issued now if everyone's so sure that an invasion will happen. Secretary of State Antony Blinken answered that on NBC's Meet the Press.
We continue to try to build everything we can to deter him from the course that he's now set on. And until the last minute, there is still an option to for him to pull back. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to prevent a war.
Blinken adds that to issue sanctions now would lessen the effect on Russia. Queen Elizabeth II testing positive for the coronavirus. Buckingham Palace said the 95-year-old monarch is experiencing mild cold-like symptoms, but expects Her Majesty to continue with light duties over the coming weeks. Australia will open to international tourists on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
One police officer is dead, another was injured when the helicopter they were traveling in crashed. It happened Saturday evening near Newport Beach, California. The Huntington Beach Police Department said the officers were responding to an incident when the chopper crash landed in the water. Chief Eric Parra announced the death of 44-year-old Nicholas Vella, a 14-year veteran of the department.
The Huntington Beach Police Department and the law enforcement community have lost an officer that was truly dedicated to his job, that was doing what he loved doing.
The second officer is in critical condition. The crash is under investigation. A shooting happened during a protest against police killings in Portland, Oregon, Saturday. One person was killed and five were wounded. The city's police bureau says the gunfire appeared to be a confrontation between armed protesters and an armed homeowner, so indicates a preliminary investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynabite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynabite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynabite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
For the first time in more than 3 weeks, the streets of the Canadian nation's capital is quiet. A heavy police presence has taken the place of a trucker convoy in Ottawa. The protests were against COVID-19 protocols like vaccine mandates. Police say they are in the process of towing vehicles from the downtown core and urge everyone to avoid the area. As of late this morning, nearly 200 arrests have been made and more than 50 vehicles related to the protests have been towed. A rodent infestation at a regional warehouse has prompted discount store chain Family Dollar to recall a wide range of products, including food, cosmetics, and medical devices. The products were sold between January 2021 and February of this year in stores across six states, those states being Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, Missouri, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Concerns about the infestation has led to the closure of the warehouse, which is located in West Memphis, Arkansas, and more than 400 stores. Renting is coming at a premium. According to a Realtor.com analysis, across the 50 largest metro areas, median rent for properties with two or more bedrooms rose more than 19% between December 2020 and December 2021. Miami saw the biggest jump, with a median rent of $2,850 a month. That's nearly 50% higher than the previous year. More news anytime, log on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.